Hey, H-Bum here. I know a lot of times I talk about games, but you know what? Today's the Daytona 500. I'm in a NASCAR mood. But I'm going to have to kick this one off with a pet peeve. I mean, I realize NASCAR is strong in the South, and so is country music. And I can understand them featuring some country music acts around NASCAR. But that's all they got this year. Their two big pre-game acts are Brad Paisley and Dierks Bentley. I understand they're both popular in the world of country music. And I'd be okay with one or the other. And a bit more of a mainstream act. I mean, with the Black Eyed Peas in the Super Bowl, that's a low point, and yet I think Black Eyed Peas would be, I'd rather see them than Brad Paisley or Dierks Bentley. But also, they were just talking about on the pre-race, it's been 10 years since the loss of Dale Earnhardt. I remember exactly where I was. 10 years ago, in college with the Residence Hall Association on our way back from our state conference in Orlando. There was a horrible fire along I-4, so the trip back to Tampa from Orlando a lot longer than it should have been. And caught the tail end of the race on radio. Heard Michael Waltrip and Dale Jr. finish 1-2. I heard they said that Dale Earnhardt was in a big crash at the end, but I had no idea how serious it was. As soon as I got back to Tampa, I had to rush to work, so I didn't get to see or hear what happened until I got back to my room, my dorm room after the and if Andy Fest is hearing this, he's gonna kill me for saying the D word. I think we had like X-Files or something, and there was a teaser to the news saying something about the death of a NASCAR driver. And of course, my roommate, who didn't really follow NASCAR, asked, "Was it Jeff Gordon?" I said, "Oh my God, it's Earnhardt. I can't believe that was 10 years ago." But yeah, another season underway, and speed weeks have been awesome. I love this whole two-car tandem draft. That's neat. They've started to go that way the past couple years, but I think this is awesome. It breaks up the packs. There hasn't been the big one, not as big as it has been in year past. This two-car draft has been the solution to plate racing that NASCAR's been looking for years. And that's it. I guess I may boo something about something else later. And for those of you who normally listen to me and think, "Ew, NASCAR," I'm sorry. Anyway, H out.